Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is called Consequences of a Spring and Loop Theory, Introduction. Begin with the end in mind, Aeneas Williams Hall of Fame induction speech. I'd like to introduce. There are two kinds of introductions. The most common is to introduce something new, to break new ground and plant a seed. Spring and Loop Theory did this when it presented the original paper. Today, Spring and Loop Theory is mature, a tree in midlife. Introductions of mature products have less fanfare and more substance. In the beginning, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. I spent the last 50 years doing just that, and my products are a direct result of this investigation. Nikola Tesla. The end in physics is unification. Few think that end will ever come. Most think that physics is impossibly complicated. Physics is littered with the corpses of dead unified field theories, Freeman Dyson. Meanwhile, spring and loop theory has quietly unified physics. Conceived in stages. Spring and loop theory first worked on trying to understand how gravity attracts at a distance, a process puzzling enough to become a book title, Spooky Action at a Distance. Simultaneously, a simple, low-level model was conceived, and this has sustained the development of a better understanding of how things work at all scales. When great discoveries are effected, their simplicity always seems to detract from their originality. Benjamin Disraeli. Explaining the low-level mechanisms inside a black hole was one of the early consequences of this better model. Black holes are a true black box to the existing mainstream physics theories. The physics of undergraduate textbooks is 90% true. The physics of primary research journals is 90% false. John Zeiman. In fact, the existing mainstream physics theories are so inadequate and wrong in so many ways, spring and loop theory coined the terms temp theories and temp theorists to ease the work of frequently mentioning them. The transition from a paradigm in crisis to a new one from which a new tradition of normal science can emerge is far from a cumulative process. Rather, it is a reconstruction of the field from new fundamentals, a reconstruction that changes some of the field's most elementary theoretical generalizations, as well as many of its paradigm methods and applications. During the transition period, there will be a large but never complete overlap between the problems that can be solved by the old and by the new paradigm. But there will also be a decisive indifference in the modes of solution. When the transition is complete, the profession will have changed its view of the field, its methods, and its goals. Thomas Kuhn, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. Describing pretty much everything. With the sixth paper, Spring and Loop Theory realized it could take on Wikipedia's list of unsolved problems in physics. 222 questions were answered, and the real reasons behind the physics problems of today were laid out. 1,000 Demosthenes and 1,000 Aristotles will find themselves defeated by a mediocre intellect who has the good fortune to attach himself to the truth. Galileo Galilei. Spring and loop theory then elaborated on its gravitational realizations in The Atom. It turned out that, in direct contradiction of temp theorists, including Richard Feynman, gravity is what creates nuclear attractions, as opposed to the unmodelable plus sign attracts minus sign of the standard model. The truth may be puzzling. It may take some work to grapple with. It may be counterintuitive. It may contradict deeply held prejudices. It may not be consonant with what we desperately want to be true. But our preferences do not determine what's true. Carl Sagan. Looking for trouble. Then spring and loop theory demonstrated that quantum mechanics is as broken as every other part of temp theories. Kenneth W. Ford's 101 Quantum Questions served as the standard model's defense attorney. Spring and loop theory served as judge, jury, and executioner. Everything, no matter how evident or obvious, should be doubted, questioned, and viewed with suspicion. There is much to be gained from the discovery that one has been deeply, persistently, and utterly wrong. David Merman. Continued new realizations. Conceiving what the neutrino really was took more time, in part because the standard model informs us they are matter particles and have mass, despite them traveling at the speed of light, thus breaking the standard model. Ideas that require people to reorganize their picture of the world provoke hostility. James Gleick. Spring and Loop Theory's rebuilding of the neutrino submodel happened in conceptual stages, ultimately published in two talks, with the follow-up being part of a black hole revisit. The hypothesis which we accept ought to explain phenomena which we have observed, but they ought to do more than this. Our hypothesis ought to foretell phenomena which have not yet been observed, because if the rule prevails, it includes all cases, and will determine them all, if we can only calculate its real consequences. Hence it will predict the results of new combinations, as well as explain the appearances which have occurred in old ones. And that it does this with certainty and correctness is one mode in which the hypothesis is to be verified as right and useful. William Whewell, Philosophy of the Inductive Sciences. Maturity, humor, and an equation. As spring and loop theory has continued to grow and expand, it has also transformed itself several times. One makeover was realizing that physics is stuck in the mud, yet brags regularly about how great it is. It was fit to be roasted, and spring and loop theory was happy to oblige. It's almost as if science said, "Give me one free miracle, and from there the entire thing will proceed with a seamless causal explanation." The one free miracle was the sudden appearance of all the matter and energy in the universe, with all the laws that govern it. Rupert Sheldrake, The Science Delusion. Living things grow. Realizations coalesce on their own most precious timetable. Spring and loop theory's E sub t equals mc cubed is as radical and potentially revolutionary as physics gets. Bring a pinch of salt and enjoy a truly unique journey. In a more conventional head-to-head, the 13th and 14th papers demonstrate, by way of 44 points of comparison, exactly how much better spring and loop theory is than the standard model, general relativity, quantum mechanics, string theory, quantum field theory, gauge theory, and loop quantum gravity. If we are to discover essential characteristics, we must first observe differences. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, in 1781. Presentation. Spring and loop theory continues to present the 19 talks, papers, and videos in the order they were conceived. It is recommended that you consume them in that order as well, in part as a way to appreciate how revolutionary and radical each progressive step was in its moment. By nature, I am peacefully inclined and reject all doubtful adventures. However, a theoretical interpretation had to be found at any cost, no matter how high. I was ready to sacrifice every one of my previous convictions about physical laws. Max Planck. Kaizen, the word of words. It is also worth noting that spring and loop theory keeps getting better with each new development. A better theory explains more or is less complicated. Each advance in spring and loop theory has done both at the same time. This never happens normally. The simple usually becomes more complex over time, and trade-offs are a given. Newton's preternatural F equals ma became 10 Einstein equations. Only vector calculus, the dedication of a team of student assistants, and a major contribution by the legendary David Hilbert were able to reduce it to that singular mass-energy formula. Cars over time. Compare the Jeep of World War II to the Jeep of today. Today's Jeep is immeasurably more complex. Number of components? Hundreds in the original versus billions today, counting all those transistors embedded in each of the 50 or 100 computers in every modern car. Comfort? Better today. Cost? Worse today. Economy? A mixed bag, with some things being more reliable or economic, but then all that complexity ultimately dooming the modern vehicle. We are drowning in information and starved for knowledge. John Nesbitt, Megatrends. Temp theories are that modern Jeep. Complex? Complex doesn't begin to describe them. Costly? Billions of dollars per year for the LHC alone. Economy? The LHC would have to actually produce something before an economy calculation could be made. The Higgs particle doesn't qualify because it is an abomination of an idea, found with a rock smasher of a hammer. We know next to nothing about virtually everything. George Will. At odds with life. Pretty much every part of physics today brings nothing new or useful, while leading us ever onward to the never-to-be-reached unification or the nebulous promises of greater understanding, all while traveling further and further down a dark road on a dark night. Spring and Loop Theory's 19 papers add up to a third of a modern coffee table physics book, so you'll want to savor each concentrated mindful as you work your way through each paper. In Reading an Old Mathematician, you will not learn his riddle unless you plow with his heifer. You must see with his light to know what he saw. Augustus De Morgan. Meaning of Everything. Understanding spring and loop theory, and thus gaining a better understanding of the universe, will take time. It will seem like a sharp departure from temp theories, but spring and loop theory is a 2,000-story high-rise built properly. Temp theories are shantytowns, growing blights on the world's knowledge base. The history of science is full of revolutionary advances that required small insights that anyone might have had, but that, in fact, only one person did, Isaac Asimov. More. There's much more to spring and loop theory. Some of the recent papers, such as No Strong Force, are absolutely revolutionary, yet as simple, basic, and common sense as the rest of spring and loop theory. The electron is equally profound. The electron as particle is dead. Long live the electron as spring. We talk about life as being dull as ditch water, but is ditch water dull? Naturalists with microscopes have told me it teems with quiet fun. G.K. Chesterton. Summing up, if spring and loop theory had to sum up its 10 biggest contributions, in no particular order, they would be: best low-level model, gravity explained, plus attracts minus explained, unification, neutrinos explained, black holes explained, atomic and quantum theories displaced, no strong force, the electron reconceived, and the abandonment of relativity. A good method of discovery is to imagine certain members of a system removed and then see how what is left would behave. For example, where would we be if iron were absent from the world? George Christoph Lichtenberg. Today, spring and loop theory reintroduces itself, going back to its beginnings, yet keeping the complete theory in mind. You are encouraged to watch the YouTubes, read the articles, and listen to the MP3s in their original order. In this way, you can retrace the journey spring and loop theory has been on. Some of the later realizations provide even better explanations than earlier talks, but rather than going back and reworking the earlier talks, or linking to the newer talks, things have been left in their chronologically accurate place. The man who discovers a new scientific truth has previously had to smash to atoms almost everything he had learned, arriving at the new truth with hands bloodstained from the slaughter of 1,000 platitudes. José Ortega y Gasset, The Revolt of the Masses. Skepticism runs high. Temp theorists put atheists from Missouri to shame. Unless the notions presented are the ridiculous members of the standard model, marching band, and pawn shop. QED, QCD, QFD, wormholes, extra dimensions, and 10 to the 500 possible universes all get passed off as entirely reasonable, and will you please pass the ketchup? The effect of a concept-driven revolution is to explain old things in new ways. Frank Dyson. Mainstream media promotes non-threats. In general, the more worthless something is, the more everyone will talk it up and spread it far and wide. It threatens nothing, and any publicity is good publicity for the field in general. Spring and loop theory has found that the opposition to new theories is deliberate, covers the entire physics landscape, and has been happening for over 100 years. You need to know why, and the reason is, spoiler alert, money. The whole drift of our law is toward the absolute prohibition of all ideas that diverge in the slightest from the accepted platitudes, and behind that drift of law there is far more potent force of growing custom, and under that custom there is a national philosophy which elevates conformity into the noblest of virtues, and the free functioning of personality into a capital crime against society. H.L. Mencken. No one likes a smart guy. Take a look at the typical workplace. We'll assume a group of 5 or 10 people within a desk's throw of each other. Some people are liked, some people are tolerated, and some people no one can stand. And then there are those so passionately disliked, no one even acknowledges it to themselves. Let's look at each group. The people liked by most are the ones closest to the common age, common way of thinking, and even common style of dressing. This is usually the biggest group. Those that everyone struggles to tolerate are the ones that don't fit into any group. Maybe they don't shave or bathe enough. Maybe their clothes don't fit. Maybe they are just clumsy or don't seem to care. These are the outcasts. Then there are those the collective can't stand. And boy, does the group have its reasons. Funny thing, none of the reasons make sense. These are often the people just trying to do a good job at work. They don't gossip one-tenth as much as the common group. They don't prefer to lounge around instead of working. They just like to work and as a result are as effective when working by themselves as a whole pack of the common group are. Man, does the common group dislike them. Finally, there is the smallest group. Not even a group. A him or a her. You could write a book about him or list every suit that she wears and the collective temperature rise every time the group starts talking about the problem. And what is that problem? The problem is that some people are just a whole heck of a lot better at a given task than everybody else. They don't make mistakes, or if they do, they correct them before anyone else ever knows. Even worse, they post a memo in the coffee room telling everyone they've been doing things wrong, and we're lucky we haven't been sued. Man, do we hate those memos. What's worse, occasionally the boss comes around and these know-it-alls act the same way with the boss. Can you believe it? It must be admitted that science has its castes. The man whose chief apparatus is the differential equation looks down upon one who uses a galvanometer, and he in turn upon those who putter about with sticky and smelly things in test tubes. But all of these, and most biologists too, join together in their contempt for the pariah who, not through a glass darkly, but with keen, unaided vision, observes the massing of a thundercloud on the horizon, the petal as it unfolds, or the swarming of a hive of bees. Gilbert Newton Lewis, The Anatomy of Science. Smarter than your average theory. Spring and loop theory is a better lens to view the universe. Is it perfect? No. Perfection is unattainable. Spring and loop theory is revolutionary because it is closer to the truth, which is always revolutionary. It startled him even more when, just after he was awarded the Galactic Institute's prize for extreme cleverness, he got lynched by a rampaging mob of temp theorists who had finally realized that the one thing they really couldn't stand was a smart aleck, Douglas Adams. Spring and loop theory sucks. One of the first things done when any new thing threatens to change everything is to attack the person behind the thing. Spring and loop theory makes that simple to do. It's the product of a single person. Bullseye. The thing is, nothing you can say about a person, any person, has anything to do with their theory. It merely proves that a theory is a threat to you and nothing more. Spring and loop theory just wanted to remind you of that. Do not expect to be hailed as a hero when you make your great discovery. More likely, you will be a ratbag, maybe failed by your examiners. Samuel Warren Carey, Theories of the Earth and Universe. Spring and loop theory is deep. For many, the deepest thing they ever do is feel. That is why some buildings fill up on Sunday. Because the game is on. There are many feel games. Religion is such a big game, it is more like a business. Sports, big business, but also a big feel, especially when you're in the same stadium as 80,000 others. But neither of these are deep experiences. Ask a scientist a very profound question on his science and he will be silent. Ask a religious person a very simple question on his religion and he will be frenzied. Kedar Yoshi. Think. Contemplation can be deep, if you think about a deep subject. Why are we here is the proverbial deep question, but it is unanswerable and so it has no relevance. Is there an afterlife is in the same category, except some view this as a more important question. The big problem with talk of an afterlife is that it is a splitter question. Some are pessimistic, while others are optimistic. Sadly, the optimism translates to fatalism in this world. What does it matter what we do here, as long as we are good, for a very broad definition of good? Spring and loop theory is deep, in that its fundamentals are built on the most basic and unalterably atomic of foundations. It is also deeply important because it unifies all of physics. The reason why new concepts in any branch of science are hard to grasp is always the same. Contemporary scientists try to picture the new concept in terms of ideas which existed before. Freeman Dyson. Science has become a dirty word. Everything is besmirched these days. Clothing? Check. Language? Check. Success? Check. Excessive consumption? Check. We are encouraged to be in each other's business at all times. Passing judgment is something we are told we are experts at. And if we aren't, our social media friends will be. Hey, check out what this bozo did. In reality, our judgments are less capable than ever, because we are more fractured than ever. We have become, systematically over tens of years, divided. Divide et impera works. As a result, even though we can pursue whatever we think we want, and Google tells us the answer to any question we might ask, collectively we are barefoot on a dirt floor, ignorant. And while we've been fiddling on our smart phones, the threats have grown exponentially. Most, like the radiation from our phones, are all but invisible. For example, how many of you have a meter for measuring microwave radiation? No, not the cheap and much more useless analog meter that flickers like a candle flame whenever you turn on your toothbrush. How many have a meter that only measures microwave radiation from smart meters, cell phones, cell towers, cordless phones, or perhaps most importantly, baby monitors? Thought so. Disease is largely a removable evil, Herman Biggs.
Arguably, the greatest technological triumph of the century has been the public health system, which is sophisticated, preventive, and investigative medicine organized around mostly low and medium tech equipment. Fully half of us are alive today because of the improvements. Richard Rhodes.
I'm convinced that a controlled disrespect for authority is essential to a scientist. All the good experimental physicists I have known have had an intense curiosity that no keep-out sign could mute. Physicists do, of course, show a healthy respect for high voltage, radiation, and liquid hydrogen science. They are not reckless. I can think of only six killed on the job. Luis Alvarez, Adventures of a Physicist. For this knowledge of right living, we have sought a new name. As biology is the science of physical life, so let oecology be henceforth the science of normal lives, the worthiest of all the applied sciences, which teaches the principles on which to found healthy and happy life. Ellen Swallow Richards. An idea this good was left to wither and die, or worse. Try searching for oecology in Wikipedia, and you get the page on home economics. Search on Google, and you get your spelling corrected. The very last thing the 1% want is for us to have a science of normal lives. This is how evil the 1% are. We all care, but about what? People don't care about physics. Sadly, they just don't. On the other hand, people love to be entertained. Physics shows are happy to oblige, and educational channels chime in with carbon copy, wonders of science, cattle fodder. And we are none the wiser. You can send a message around the world in a fifth of a second, yet it may take years for it to get from the outside of a man's head to the inside. Charles Franklin Kettering. The Higgs and other cons. Physics today is beer and circuses for the poor, while the ridiculously wealthy and powerful get even more so, thanks in part to the money spent on physics megaprojects. The LHC costs $10 billion to build, and half of that each year to operate. If you think this is a good thing, you need to read The Higgs Fake, although in the broader world of physics, bankrupting physics is even better. Particle physics, as practiced since 1930, is a futile enterprise in its entirety. Alexander Unziker, The Higgs Fake. But I know, it's late, you're tired, lunches need to be made, and you've got one last cold beer to embrace. You can't be going and learning new stuff right now. Or maybe you can. Sleep doesn't help if it's your soul that's tired. Your inner hero. Should you decide you want to try to understand how the entire universe works, and would prefer to have things explained in the simplest and most sensible way, the COSILT Talks can help. You will not find simpler physics. You will not find a more all-encompassing theory. Spring and Loop Theory, 21st Century Physics. I think there's a difference between offending people for its own sake and challenging their prejudices, preconceptions, or comfortable assumptions. I'm very happy to do the latter. Philip Pullman.